in case you missed it on Newsbreak.
Following a multidisciplinary integrated intervention, a new intervention that has been designed to combat and reduce kidnapping cases, we have once again been able to successfully rescue a kidnapped victim and arrest five suspects over the last 24 hours. This was after a 28-year-old man was kidnapped outside his father's hardware franchise in Benoni earlier this month.
How was the arrest executed?
Well, it was done over, I would say, a 24-hour period. We initially arrested two people, one of which is a female employed by the Ekurhuleni Municipal Traffic Department, the EMPD, and they were arrested in Daveyton. The team then continued its investigations, which led them to Watville in Benoni, where they arrested a third suspect. And then finally, the investigations led the team to the house in Katlong, where the kidnapped victim was rescued, and two more arrests were made, bringing the total to five, the number of suspects arrested thus far. All of these suspects are between 29 and 72 years of age, and one of them is actually a well-known cash-in-transit robber who is currently out on bail.
And when will the suspects be appearing in court?
These suspects will be appearing in the Benoni Magistrates Court on Thursday, the 2nd of December, 2021, on charges of kidnapping, extortion, and the unlawful possession of firearms and ammunition.
Brigadier, when you talk about a new intervention, kidnapping has been on the rise in South Africa. What can you tell us about the new intervention that has made this successful breakthrough?
You must understand that when you're dealing with crimes, particularly crimes such as kidnappings, cash-in-transit heists, even murders, your approach to these crimes has to be conducted or executed in terms of the assessment and analysis of the modus operandi of those particular crimes. So I would say as early as the beginning of 2018, we started to implement what is called a 72-hour activation plan. This plan entailed the mobilization of resources from critical environments like your crime intelligence, your forensics experts, specialized investigators, both from the Hawks as well as our organized crime investigators, from the SAP, tactical teams like your special task force, your national intervention unit, and so forth. Now, when we found that, you know, modus operandi in certain crimes are changing, we then go and revisit our interventions, like we've done in this case. And unfortunately, I can't tell you what those interventions are because they're going to defeat the object of actually having those interventions in place. Maybe months down the line, I'll probably be able to tell you what interventions we use to successfully rescue, in this case, these kidnapped victims.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.